Despite damaging allegations of bribery and corruption, Sepp Blatter remains in power. But has FIFA and its president lost all credibility? And could Qatar 2022 be in jeopardy after claims that they bought the World Cup? We also travel to Rwanda to find out more about the success of the country's under-17 team and how football is helping that nation to recover from its troubled past. Join me, Alan Green, after the latest BBC News.
BBC News. The presidential compound in the Yemeni capital Sana'a has come under attack. An official spokesman said at least two shells hit a mosque in the compound.
I think I'm in love. Fancy free. I've grown up tough, and all the losers seem to worship me. I know I should play your game, but I don't deal with crooks. I'll tell you lies, smash the system and then burn the books.
Thank you. just the back of my back, and I'm thinking November about the time that we've had just a walk on firestone walls. No, Sarah, don't get down, cause I've been looking all over town for a brand new set of wings. For a brand new set of wings. Sick of gonna get on a plane, tell that pilot, sitting so far away so I can call you up, tell you I miss you like a fool. Yeah, but you don't put me down, you don't treat me bad, you say you understand about this problem I have, but sometimes, well, I know you still wonder. You won't sell, don't get down, cause I've been looking all over town for a brand new set of wings. Yeah, for you. Yeah, I got held up in Paris, caught smoking on a train. If you ain't got your papers, gonna get you detained. Don't believe me, I got the photographs to prove it. Yeah, you should have seen the look on the old man's face when the police threatened to haul him away. You know we were scared, it was all so kind of funny. Oh, Sarah, don't get down, cause I've been looking all over town for a brand new set of wings. For a brand new set of wings. Yeah, for you.
Beautiful girl, let the sunrise, come again, beautiful girl.
Looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Good morning, Vancouver. This is Friday Sunrise on CITR. And it's supposed to be a beautiful Friday and a beautiful weekend and a beautiful week coming up. So, yeah, it's TGIFS. Thank God it's Friday Sunrise. All right, so we listened to four tracks to start the day off. Some artists that are burning up my iPod right now. The Charlatans from Who We Touch. We heard Smash the System. We heard a couple of tracks from Joe Purdy. One off Paris in the Morning, a tune called Brand New Set of Wings, and off of his latest release, This American, a song called Ride Off on a Cloud, which when I saw him live at the Rio, he told the audience that that song was about murder. Not something he claims to know a lot about, but he certainly writes a good tune about it. And then we heard William Fitzsimmons off his latest album, Gold in the Shadow, a song called Beautiful Girl. And yeah, so today I'm going to try something a little random. Sometimes when Mark Farabee's on the show and I am here and we're together doing this morning thing, we'll do a random song of the day, maybe a random CD that comes across our path, and we'll check out some tunes from it. And I happen to have four random CDs this morning. Oswaldo Perez from The Morning After Show, right here on CITR every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., gave me four CDs recently. Tells me that I'll like them. So I'm going to do a little preview for each. I'm going to play a few tracks off of each of these CDs for this episode of Friday Sunrise and give them a listen, because Oswaldo has great taste in music. So yeah, let's check out this first one. This first album is a band called Owls by Nature. The album's called Blackwater. And let's check it out. First song is called Zan Marina. This is Friday Sunrise on CITR.
Zan Marina, we sail the seven seas. Zan Marina, set those sails free. Zan Marina, we ran that ship aground. Zan Marina, you're nowhere to be found, found, found. So yeah, 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 Zan Marina, Zan Marina, Zan Marina. Skeletons riding away. San Marino, what a price to pay. San Marino, your beauty looks like pain. Got the diamond stuck away, away, away. So yeah, 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 San Marina, San Marina, San Marina. Hey.
become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
If I tried something new, something that I'd never do, like take a trip to the Isle where I'd build a hut and I'd stay a while and I'd stare up at the golden sun, lay on my back just for fun. The sparkling surf would kiss my feet and coral would inhabit me. Then I'd smile to myself, my paradise, my only wealth. And the moon's glow makes my face seem pale through every hill and every dale. Dark shapes in the distance seem like a better place to me. So off I fly like a bird somewhere in this nameless world. La-dee-da-da-da-da-da. La-dee-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Maybe if I tried some more of something that I'd done before, like take a walk up the street with trembling hands and unsteady feet, and the stares cast from the brims of hats, and all the hipsters dressed like cats. Darkness is their soul crusade, and rhythm is their lone parade. From on their pipes and on their drums, to them beatific vision comes. The demon silence cast away in Dionysian ecstasy. Watch them dance, oh how they whirl, the long-legged, dark-haired fairy girls. Their every step a mystery, oh how rhythm sets them free. La-dee-da-da-da-da-da. La-dee-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Thank you. about how life was so bizarre. Where we'd fall asleep, way past where she would confess to me at last. The things weren't always as bad as they seemed. Star, fat cat where it's at smoking cigars, because can't shake the fact that it leaves me feeling dirty. But once I'm there, it's hard to say. I'd probably wake up and every blissful day go and get a latte and eat waffles with someone famous. Driving in a car that's as big as a boat, with match points out that's got its moat, with sharks and piranhas and alligators too, all to keep people out cause they're obsessed with you. Rich and famous sure sounds cool to me. If that's who I'm supposed to be. But I know that it's true. Well, you can't be you and a rock and roll star too. Everywhere you go, some people wave and say, hey, look, there goes so-and-so, and it picks up their day like that time I saw Darmic Bull at the Stampede Parade. Probably the only scientist that ever got laid. How is it that it's such a special treat when you see someone famous and then you run up and greet them? What about the other normal people strolling up and down the street? Isn't there a single one of them that you think you'd like to meet? Smart and funny sure sounds cool to me. Think of all the people I could meet. All the women I could fool. But you can't be you and a rock and roll star too. Like the other people in the world that you've been ignoring, like the baker and the postman and your uncle's best friend Norman. The difference between the man and the stars we all love is not the question of a gift or a curse from above. It's that they're true to themselves and do what they do best without worrying if someone else is impressed. So I knew being famous would make me depressed. Plain and normal sure sounds cool to me. supposed to be. But I know that it's true. Well, you can't be you and a rock and roll star too. No, I can't be me and a rock and roll star too. Never met at anyone before, not even when the Romans came and broke down his front door, not even when they whipped him or they spit upon his face. He hung upon their torturous cross with a smile upon his face. Jesus and Jesus have in common are these two. Seems to me that they precede both healing and good food. The difference between the two you are about to learn. Weed is good for smoking, but Jesus didn't burn. Jesus garden. flock to use and Jesus grew grass in his garden.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on CITR.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Yes, tune in every Friday afternoon at 3:30 for the Nardwar Show here on CITR. This is Friday Sunrise. On a lovely start to the new weekend. And we're listening to some random tracks from some random CDs that I picked up along the way. We just first heard a band called Owls by Nature. Four tracks from those guys off the album Backwater. We heard Zan Marina, Highway 2, Gospel Hymns, and Fake ID. And I believe I've traveled Highway 2 many, 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 many times. It's a long road. I believe it's one of the longest roads in Canada. And all these bands that I'm playing, by the way, are Canadian bands, so supporting the locals. And that last, I guess, album was a fellow named Ben Everyman. The album itself is called Icon Plastic. Very interesting slow folky music. We heard La-Di-Da, Dead Snow, Rock and Roll Star, which I really loved that tune. And that last song we heard was called Jesus Grew Grass in His Garden. Very interesting take on the Lord Jesus and on his gardening skills. So we're going to be listening to Tyranno Horse next. This album's called Ghost Wolf, Mother Hawk, Prairie Unicorn, Lion Lioness. And yeah, these guys are another Canadian band. I'm going to listen to a few tracks from them, I guess. We'll hear some J-Wolf, Teenage Girl, Keep It Together, and Zombie Waltz. And let's check them out. This is Friday Sunrise on CITR.
Good looks.
All right, this is Friday Sunrise on CITR. And, yeah, we have a caller. We've got Mark Farabee on the line calling in from Hornby Island. Let's see if I can get him on the line here. But first, let's play Mark's intro for you with his island update.
If you're on the Gulf Islands, camping, traveling, and surviving, spending your summertime squatting on the land.
And now, live from Hornby Island, home of hicks and hippies, it's time for Crazy Mark Farabee's Island Update.
Hi, Mark there. Are you with us? Mark Farabee? Oh, my goodness. Man, every time I try to hit the buttons for the island update, there's some crazy situation. I'm going to put on another track here for you, and we'll get Mark's island update. He's got some tracks sent out for us, and we'll give him a listen. Just let's see if we can get ourselves together here. Here's another track from Tyrannohorse in the meantime. All right, this is Butterfingers Jason on Friday Sunrise, trying to get this island report with Mark Farabee going. It's been a ridiculous gong show for this past 5 minutes, but let's see if we can try this again. I've got Mark on hold. I've got all the buttons held and pressed in their proper positions. Fingers crossed. I'm going to hit this next button, and Mark's going to be there. Mark Farabee, are you with us? I tell you, I follow the instructions step by step, each and every time, and still, there's dead air. Let's try one more thing here. Hello, Mark. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm here, Jason. Are you there?
Finally. I don't know what's going on, man. It's like I'm juggling slippery eggs. I don't know, man. Like, it's ridiculous. The last couple seconds have been a learning
you
experience.
You just have to press the right buttons, Jason.
But there's so many buttons, and there's so many colors.
There's too many buttons to press.
It's true. It's true. There's like 12 of them, and I can only count as high as 8 when it's this early in the morning.
Well, we'll have to do some tutoring with you, okay?
Yes. Yes, it's true. But how you doing, Mark? It's good to hear your voice. It's been a few weeks since we got to chat.
Yes, yes, it's been a couple of weeks. I missed last week's show cuz unfortunately the night before I was somebody spilled some booze into my mouth and I woke up late.
I heard there's a bandit going around that does that.
Is that right? Who did that?
I hope they catch that guy because he's making people late for work. He's making people miss buses.
Well, I'll have to keep my eye out for that guy because, oh, boy.
Yeah, they can't get a description. He's really blurry. Every time they try to do a police sketch, it's just a big blurry double.
Yeah.
So what's happening out there on the island? Anything exciting? Any music? Anything going on in your life? Any fun stories?
Well, you know what? The world seems to be turning a little bit slower up here.
All right.
It's like when summertime happens, that's when everything happens, and everybody's just kind of getting ready for the summer right now. There isn't a whole lot of events and stuff happening up here on Hornby Island yet, but it's been a good time so far. I know Carolyn James is playing, I think, tomorrow night at the community hall, but other than that, it hasn't been a whole lot. It's pretty exciting with the radio station that we got up here, 96.5 CHFR. I've been filling in on I pretty much got locked down. I got my own radio slot every Monday. I got a 4-hour radio slot. It goes from 10 to 2 every Monday.
A 4-hour radio slot? That's huge.
4-hour radio slot. That's right, yeah.
Wow.
Much longer than yours, eh?
Yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I could go longer if I wanted.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
Has anybody been filling in on Scotty Scenic Drive? Is he back in action, or what's happening there?
I haven't heard much about Scotty coming back. There was a DJ meeting yesterday evening. There's some changes happening around the station. Some shifting and some maneuvering, but... things are happening.
I've been receiving emails about a new call number because we've been, or CITR has been granted a stronger broadcasting frequency. Is that right?
Actually, there's been a change because of the cable. Like the people, subscribers who are on Shaw Cable now have 88.5 for CITR, and I believe that's still floating through the airwaves is 101.9. You know, okay. It's a lot of numbers.
Yeah, it's too many numbers. Too many buttons.
Too
oh,
many numbers.
Boy.
You know, no, but I believe it's still 101.9 for the regular radio and 88.5 for Shaw subscribers. All the when you get back, you'll have to come check out the meetings and get the info.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm. So you got some music sent over for us. Looks like we have.
Yeah. So I sent you a couple things. Now I'm not sure if you ever met Tempest Grace Gale. She was a Hornby Island local, and I've been learning a lot about her. Now she was a good friend of Joey Only. And one of the reasons why he wrote that Free Store song that we had in that little intro that you played...
About 7 minutes before I actually got you on the air?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
the reason why he wrote that song is because he was a good friend of Tempest. And she brought Joey Only up to Hornby Island. And that's why he wrote that song. Now, unfortunately, she was murdered here on Hornby Island about a year, or was it 2 years ago? I'm not sure. I think I only met her about once. But she's good friends with lots of the people that you know around the East Vancouver area and stuff like that. And,
yeah, I actually remember when that happened. That was very unfortunate.
Yeah, it's pretty sad to see that, but... through, you know, talking to people up here and whatnot, I've been, I found some of her CDs at CHFR 96.5, and so I played, you know, I played some stuff from her on Monday when I was doing my radio show here, and yeah, she's actually a pretty awesome banjo player.
Nice.
Holy doodle.
Holy doodle.
Holy doodle. And, you know, she was also a poet, and, you know, her words are pretty amazing as well.
Nice.
So there's a couple tracks there that you could play off of a MySpace page that I found. Now, my internet connection is pretty limited. That's why I'm having troubles, you know, kind of tapping into the whole music world, because that's what the way I'm used to tapping into it. But yeah, there's a couple links there. Now there's one song that I found, a Dryad song.
Mm-hmm.
The version that is on the MySpace is a different version that I had heard off of the CD. Last time I talked to you, I got you to play a track from David Gogo because he was up here for Blues Week, and we played a track from him. But the track that I found at CHFR was on Tempest CD, was featuring David Gogo because she was very involved in the blues stuff. So yeah, you could play that Dryad song. And then there's also another one, Calling All People, and it's all about community and bringing people together, and which is, that's what Hornby Island is. It's such a tight-knit community, and it's so awesome to be able to be a part of it. So yeah, play a track from that. And then there's one more that would be really awesome if you played. And Chris, the new chef here at the Thatch Pub, who I'm working with, is a huge Tom Waits fan. And he gave me a stack of Tom Waits CDs, and he's like, "You have to listen to these." And I said, "Oh, okay, okay." And I started listening to them, and yeah, well, so far my favorite track from Tom Waits that I've listened to is off of an album called Closing Time, and the first track is called Old 55, and I've learned how to play it, and it's just a wicked tune. Now the link that I sent you is from a YouTube video, and it's Tom Waits, and he's doing it live, so it's not quite like the album sounds, but nonetheless, it's the way he does it. So,
all right, yeah, I'll definitely play this stuff. I'm actually kind of doing a random tunes of the day. I've been doing about four tracks from the CDs that Oswaldo Perez from the Morning After Show gave me. We were kind of trying to listen to Rana Horse there. I kind of jumbled about four songs, so maybe we'll get back to them, but I'll play a few tracks from Tempest here, and we'll give her a listen for sure. And got the Tom Waits pulled up here, and that's good to go. So yeah, my friend, I'll definitely get those out for you.
Cool. Well, maybe I'll go wake up Chris, and we're going to sit down and listen to the rest of Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM.
Nice. Thanks, brother. Love the plugs.
All right, man.
I'm going to hit these up for you, and have a good week, man. I guess we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
All right, brother. Take care.
Okay. See you later.
All right. So this is Tempest from Mark Hornby's Island Report. Some suggestions from him to listen to. Then we're going to have some Tom Waits coming up. I'll try to get back to some of this. Tyranna Horse kind of butchered their little go-around on the station here. Maybe I'll try them again next week and give them the proper respect they deserve on the radio. But for now, this is some Tempest on Friday Sunrise.
Sometimes at night I can't sleep and I can't dream, and sometimes in the day I can't stay awake. Sometimes at night they come and talk to me, I'm lonely. Sometimes when the day feels so small and hard and raving mad, count the hours until they wither. Sometimes pray for nothing till the tears run dry. I'll wait for the night, and I don't know why. I hide from the light. Sometimes at night, the answer's crawling over me. And sometimes in the day, it's also begging for a way. Sometimes at night, it strangles me and I can't breathe. Oh, sometimes in the day, I scream and rage till I go
with each other, but make this world better. I'm calling you out, all you freaks, all you of the counterculture, all you dissidents, those who disagree with the way things are going, how we are being manipulated, processed and regurgitated, made passive and separated. People, I'm calling you out of your comfort shell as an individual to experience this diverse community, for divided we fall, made small by the consumer safety net invented to keep you indebted. Come out of your padded castle built on guilt and repression, out into the street to meet those of like mind, for we live in a time that's running out. People, come together, with each other, make this world better. I'm calling you out. We all agree that something is amiss, that we've been misplaced, and now we're about to be found out, recognizing the similarities that bind us. United, they can't terrorize us, for we are the people. I'm calling you out. For though we stand on different sands, we can prize the shores of this vast land. Under the sun, beneath the skin, finding ourselves as spirit again. Soul beings, seeing the same light, arising to our divine senses. We were given in these bodies to make a difference with our existence.
People, come together, with each other, make this world better.
I'm calling you out to listen, let go of the hollow throat of division, revive your eyes made dull and blind by overstimulation. Allow yourself the space to be made to feel uncomfortable, the rate of decline of inquiring minds, succumbing to the dumbing down of our natural inclination to question.
People,
I'm calling you out, so come out with me to the fields and streets and we'll gather our scattered faith, start to recover our inner vision, eliminate these strange skin, superimpose segregation, these toxic ways outdated, the jaded soil of modernization. Dig in! Revitalize this great sacred earth that provides us with life. Worn tired and thin by the tramping feet of 6.7 billion.
Billion.
People! Come together. With each other. Make this world better. Calling you out, lay down your arms of dissension, political bickering of race and religion, to embrace the whole of the human essence, gift of our mass restlessness to make constructive changes, register the big picture locally, bring it home, become strong within your own nation, realize the truth resides in you.
People,
I'm calling you out, that in our strength we not stand apart, because we are each a part of the solution, as fingers to the hand, spending strands with every orchestration, conducting the weave into a culmination of planetary understanding, demanding recognition of this collective transmigration, cultivating the teachings of seven generations. The cause is ready for you.
Step into your power. I'm calling all people, come together, with each other, make this world better. I'm calling all,
I'm calling all,
we're calling all people.
annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival is back on July 15th through until the 17th for its 34th year running. There will be over 60 great acts playing, including Gillian Welch, Roseanne Cash, the Jayhawks, as well as Canada's very own New Country Rehab, Catherine Calder of the New Pornographers, Imaginary Cities, and Jim Bryson. For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.thefestival.bc.ca or call 604-602-9798. Cheaper early bird tickets are available until June 11th.
Know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
It was a 55, what was it? It was a 55 Caddy.
Time went so quick, I went lickety-splickety out to my old 55. As I pulled away slowly, feeling so holy, God knows I was feeling alive. And now the sun's coming up, I'm riding with landlords, freeway cars and trucks, stars beginning to fade as I lead up a ring, just a wishing I stay. Feeling alive, and now the sun.
All right, this is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. Just heard some Tom Waits there, a little tune called Old 55, a recommendation from Mark Farabee from over on Hornby Island. When he's in town, we do the show together. And sometimes when I'm out of town, I call in. Sometimes when he's out of town, he calls in with random music and, just some good knowledge. We also heard one of his suggestions, a lady named Tempest, who was from Hornby Island. Unfortunate history to this lady. She's passed. Very sad story. However, she did leave us with some wonderful music and some great words of wisdom, especially with that tune, Calling All People. Some wonderful poetry, some wonderful lyrics, and some quite inspirational vibes out of that. Really appreciate that track from Tempest that Mark suggested. And thanks, Mark, for calling in. And thanks, Vancouver, for listening to, another Gong Show episode of Friday Sunrise with its ups and downs, highs and lows. There's about 7 minutes left in this episode, and I'm going to pass on the Tirana horse for now. Bit of a bad luck CD for me on that one. I'll try them again next week. So to close out the show, we'll check out one of these other random CDs, another Canadian band called Henry and the Nightcrawlers. And let's check out a tune called 100 Blows, and we'll go from there. This is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM. Go Canucks. Congratulations on the win the other day, game one against Boston, and can't wait to see the game on Saturday. Gonna be a good time. Get your Canucks jerseys on, my friends, because we're at the Cup. We're gonna get the Cup. It's playoff time in Vancouver, and it's another beautiful weekend. This is Friday Sunrise.
Just the way that you feel and the way you watch me. I'm wondering when you're going to call, if we will be friends again. I told you don't call until you're ready for something real, but there was 2 weeks ago. I'm starting with a school of thought that says it's better to be fucked than to do the fucking. So don't fuck with me, I won't play that game. Love ain't something you should be fucking with. Pain ain't something that you should be reveling in.